Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, back from his special assignment in Australia to look at the gas prices, the grocery prices. But we begin in beautiful San Diego. I read that San Diego is troubled, and it puzzles me. I was in the city once, many years ago in the late 20th century, thought the weather was stunning. The neighborhood looked very neat. The downtown was agreeable. Everybody was happy. San Diego. Yes, the baseball team could win more, but still. And now I read there's a poll that say that majority of San Diegans say that California is on the wrong track, and 45% say they're worse off today than they were just a year ago. This is a new polling from the UC Berkeley. Jeff, San Diego, my memory is accurate, right? It's a beautiful city, and people are happy to live there. The U.S. Navy is there. There's Marine Corps is there. So why are they unhappy?
Good evening, John. You're right. It is a beautiful place with beautiful weather. It's got beaches on one side, some of the most beautiful beaches anywhere. It's got mountains, it's got desert, you name it, they've got it there. They've got great universities, they have great industry along the lines of aerospace and scientific research. And, you know, they also have the military, as you point out, which has long been the backbone of the economy there. But like many other places in California, they've been suffering from overcrowding. They've been suffering from homeless problems and rising crimes. Local governments that have been, you know, too much in everybody's faces, as they say, you know, overregulation. And so all the same things that have plagued California, as we've been talking about for the past decade or more, have finally come to roost in San Diego. And so they're seeing record numbers for them, at least, maybe not the rest of the state, but for them, they're seeing record number of people in terms of out migration. They're seeing businesses leave the area. They're seeing prices continue to climb. And I don't just mean the everyday inflationary ones we're dealing with, but I'm talking about housing prices and infrastructure prices. And their government there has swung decidedly to the left. And so they're talking about new taxes and new regulations that do everything from, you know, keep your kids out of school when other schools are back in session, or just, you know, arbitrarily deciding that people can no longer travel down the streets they once traveled down. So it's become a place much like the rest of California was a few years ago. And people say, well, look, we've already seen what happened everywhere else. Maybe it's time to move.
Now, it's not far from you in Orange County. And the gasoline prices probably are about the same. So I don't think the San Diegans would feel worse off than you do in Los Angeles. Let's check in on your gas prices. Since you were, oh, I report to you from Australia that the gasoline prices have moderated there. It's now about $8 a gallon for diesel. But they mostly drive diesel cars, as you know. Let's come to the regular prices in Orange County and throughout the state. What can you say, Jeff?
Throughout the state, we're talking about on the low end, about $5.70 a gallon, and then all the way up to the premium, about $6.05 a gallon. These are the averages. And of course, diesel is even higher than that at $6.31. Now, we have seen a continual drop in prices, but when we say that, we're being mindful that it's been 1/10 or 2/10 of a cent. So nothing that people really notice, and they certainly not feel any difference in their wallets. California has been certainly having its problems with its gas prices, and people really do not feel like there's any headway being made. You know, they're hearing that, you know, new supplies of oil have been coming in. There's really not a shortage in terms of what we're looking at, but they're trying to figure out why aren't our prices lower.
And the prices in Orange County are about the same as in Los Angeles. So let's move from Orange County to the north. I don't see any severe change in the north, but there is always the question of homelessness. San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Is homelessness now the new normal, Jeff? Is that accepted after all these programs, after the homeless industrial complex? No longer, it doesn't seem to be talked about this week. Has it been just accepted for what it is?
Absolutely not. You know, it seemed like it was going to go that way for a number of years, that they could keep promising to throw enough money at it to change everything. But it hasn't happened. And as we talked about in previous broadcasts, there was going to come a tipping point where even the most compassionate, I'm putting air quotes around that, the most liberal folks in places like West LA or in the Bay Area, you know, they'd be the last to turn on this. But now they've had these people camping out in their front yards or their kids' schools or, you know, starting fires or, you know, the crime rates going up, the drug, the increased use of drugs, on and on and on. They've reached that tipping point. And so the governor and other legislators have felt that pressure on themselves. And so there are a number of programs that are in the works. And for example, for the LA city, the mayor of LA City's race, that's one of the first things that anybody talked about whenever they said, I'm running for mayor, because they know that's the number one thing on everybody's mind. Now, crime has become also closely tied to that or right up against it, but it really is homelessness and crime.
Dianne Feinstein, senior senator from California, an esteemed member of the Democratic caucus. This week, Jeff, I was surprised to see stories which had to be from the Democratic side about her ability to continue to do her job. We have a report tonight from Dianne Feinstein pushes back against reports of her being mentally unfit to serve. This is a puzzle, Jeff. She's a senior member of the Senate. We've had them before. What is it that California wants from her? What has she done? She's a faithful Democratic leader.
That's right. And for a long time, you know, it was the Republicans who were going after her in previous years, saying she's too old, she doesn't know what she's doing. And they would cite different instances where she forgot people's names who she had worked with for years, or that she had been part of legislation, or that she'd even been at a certain place when they'd interviewed her in that place before. But now you've got a situation where she's not any older and having these difficulties, but you have people in the Democratic Party who are still mad at her about the way she conducted herself or didn't conduct herself during the Amy Barrett Comey Barrett hearings for the Supreme Court, as well as the one for Justice Kavanaugh. They just did not feel that she did her. She wasn't loyal enough to the party to go after these people, and she's paying the price for it. And you're absolutely right. This is coming from Democrats who want her out. They want a firebrand in there. They don't want an older woman who's having trouble, memory troubles. And some of these leaks or these sources have even been from people in her staff saying, you know, this isn't working.
In the Atlantic story, it reads this way. In the opening of the story, this is run as San Francisco Chronicle. In other words, the Atlantic writing about the Chronicle. Two, what you say, esteemed publications identified with the left. In the opening of the Chronicle story, an unnamed Democratic member of Congress from California recounted that, quote, they had to reintroduce themselves to Feinstein multiple times during an interaction that lasted several hours. It adds in parentheses, Feinstein did not grant an interview to the Chronicle. Jeff, is there a candidate that they want in that job? I mean, this is California. You're going to get another liberal. Are you going to get a liberal with the seniority of Feinstein? No. But no. You already have a new senator, Senator Padilla, who replaced Senator Harris, who's now vice president. So how does this make sense? Does this help California to be to be identified in the news as being unkind to a senior citizen?
They're not even going to care about that. What they're caring about is the party is really what they're caring about. They know that they're going to be soon losing, you know, some key Hispanic votes. So there's a move to perhaps put another Hispanic person in there. They want somebody that's going to step out and get more attention for, you know, hating on Republicans, hating on Trump and things like that. And that's who they need, not somebody who just kind of, when she's having her good days, she's just a very meek person usually in the back. They need somebody who they can count on, who they can go to for these types of situations, especially if you're talking about people who are on the Judiciary Committee. You know, if they're looking at future SCOTUS appointments, this is really, you know, they need somebody in there to really whip up the troops and go after the enemy. But the names they're talking about that are being really floated around the most are Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee, Representative Ro Khanna, and even San Francisco Mayor London Breed. But I think the last one is wishful thinking, because most people don't think she's doing a great job as mayor of San Francisco.
Okay. California politics now turns really, this will make everybody smile. I asked Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. So I asked him to find a positive story. We both scratched our heads a little bit, and then Jeff brilliantly comes up with a positive story. A four-day week work week. Jeff, this could rescue California. People will be pouring in there, and you get paid the same. Is that correct?
You would get paid all the same. You'd get the same benefits at least. You'd get the same kind of seniority going for, you know, working in the same cycle. But, you know, we're taking a page out of the French handbook and going to go easier. It's kind of another classic move. It's definitely one for the party and not for the state. And there are already a number of companies that said, look, if you're going to pose this on us here, we're just going to up and move, because that is the worst way to do business. Just to make people feel comfortable like that. What we need to do is have our assembly lines up and running. We need to have our distribution centers up and running. And we need people to run that there at least 5 days a week.
Does the legislature work 4 days a week even? Do we know?
good question. It's hard to know. They certainly are there when the cameras are on, but a lot of times they're elsewhere raising funds in California, just like they do in D.C. and other capitals. It's a place where it seems like not a lot gets done until the last minute.
And San Diego's weather is still superb. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save